You are the mother of my lord, and you have come to me.
More importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, there you stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Quirk. And John worked with the intelligence agencies for many years. He's retired now, but he still knows people all throughout the world. He makes frequent trips to the Near East and the Far East and to Europe and certainly to South America. And he has a very great overview of what is going on in those regions. And so I've asked him to come on and be with us today to bring you up to date on the things that are happening. I mean, what's going to happen as far as Iran? What's going to happen as far as Afghanistan, where we're expanding the war there? Why aren't we concerned about the fact that this threat of communism is spreading all throughout South and Central America, and certainly in even here in North America, in Mexico? Should we be concerned about the threat of communism? John Quirk, you pick up the story there.
Hi, Stan. It's good to be with you. And I think that most of our viewers are probably and listeners are constantly worried about the economy, domestic matters. But eventually, certain things in the national security area will probably impact our economy even more. The Pentagon is starting to put together plans for probably 25 to 45 new weapon systems. I'm not sure where we're going to get the money to pay for all that. At the same time, the Obama administration is advocating what they call soft power, which is, their kind of argument against the neocons under Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, who advocated hard power. But the problem that we have in national security today with our adversaries are kind of interlocking. I'm not a big buff on these, but today we have Russia, Venezuela, Iran working together against us. China's in the background waiting to see what's going to happen. We have rogue states like North Korea operating independently to threaten the United States. And then you have Mr. Obama's national security plans, which involve mainly Iran and eventually what he hopes to be peace in the Middle East. Our big immediate current problem, which we continue to ignore, is our soft underbelly, and that's Venezuela, as you and I have talked many times before.
I certainly agree with you. I mean, certainly Hugo Chavez is expanding his influence all throughout South America, throughout Central America, and even here in North America, in Mexico, and certainly of the countries adjacent to it. And I don't think most people have any idea, the involvement of Marxist radicals and terrorists here in the Western Hemisphere, and this could certainly leave us directly open to attack from south of the border, even the stationing of Soviet missiles or Chinese missiles in South and Central America. No reason at all. What could we say? After all, we're totally dependent upon China to buy our bonds. If they stop buying our bonds and financing our debt and financing our military, the whole system would begin to collapse. So pick up the story there.
Well, Chavez already has, through money that he's giving to left-wing candidates, has won in Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and about 10 days ago, El Salvador. And then, of course, he's allied with Cuba right off our border. He is now trying to use subversion in Panama, and he's putting tons of money into Peru, and worse, the leftist candidates in Mexico. As you remember, a couple years ago, the left almost won by a hair in Mexico, and they complained and they protested and they said they were going to demonstrate and prepare a revolution, which they didn't do. By that time, Chavez had put a few million dollars into left-wing candidates. Now he's putting 50 to 100 million. He sees the weakness of Mexico with the drug cartels, and he is starting to win. If you talk to any major diplomat from Chile, Colombia, Brazil, they're starting to see Chavez as the institutional anti-American left-wing leader. Now, that alone should worry our policymakers. But in addition, Russia and China are coming back into Latin America. Certainly not in the way the Cold War ran, but the Russians are planning to build naval and air bases in Venezuela, a bomber base in Cuba. They are backing that up with massive new technological weapon systems. They're building new submarines. It's like the Cold War starting all over again. China is doing it economically and subtly. They're in Venezuela. They just finished building a big railroad there. They're exploiting a lot of the resources. And the worst thing is they control both ends of the Panama Canal, thanks to Jimmy Carter, and they're coming in and co-opting all the CARICOM nations, which are Bahamas, Grenada, Barbados, Jamaica, and Guyana. They're building new port facilities. They're training naval pilots that bring in the ships into the ports. And they're winning the hearts and minds of the people. And it's all connected. It's not a formal conspiracy, but it's Chavez leading the charge against America, and then our adversaries, China, Russia, and Iran, backing him up.
Well, of course, the thing is, John, it doesn't make any sense if we're not trying to counter this. In fact, so much of what's going on today doesn't make any sense. Turning the Panama Canal over to the Chinese back there during the Carter administration didn't make any sense. Certainly at one time why the people of Venezuela actually had a peaceful revolution and threw them out, and instead of just rushing to support the new administration, the Americans stood in the background and let Chavez come back in again. Chavez certainly is a dedicated Marxist. Maybe he's not a doctrinaire Leninist, but he hates America. So why haven't we done something to really try to get rid of him? I'm sure if we really wanted to, we could.
This is the question. It's a great question. And it's almost the kind of the puritanical hypocrisy that the United States often engages in. We stick so close to certain values while we ignore certain policy-making things. The main thing is Chavez was elected democratically. So was the drug-dealing guy in Bolivia, the leftist in Ecuador, Noriega in Nicaragua, who was a bank robber and murderer and Marxist, and the avowed communist in El Salvador who won 10 days ago. But they were all elected democratically. And since the trouble in the intelligence community and going back to the Kennedy years where we assassinated people and tried to overthrow Castro, and then you had the church hearings in 1976, there's tremendous restrictions put on the intelligence community. There's tremendous oversight. And none of the congressional committees in the House or the Senate, either the Armed Services Committees, the Intelligence Committees, would permit a covert action to overthrow Chavez because he's democratically elected. So what you basically have is democratically elected left-wing dictators running certain countries, and I'm afraid it's going to spread to the rest of Latin America.
Well, I share your concern, but sometimes, you know, for instance, in Rhodesia back in 1979, the democratically elected a man named Mizraeo, Bishop Mizraeo, but our State Department didn't like him because he was a moderate, he wasn't a communist. They insisted on putting Mugabe in power, a man trained in Red China. So, you know, it seems that sometimes we're very selective in being concerned about democratically elected. So, anyway, we'll be back and just go right ahead and have a quick comment before we go. All right, we'll get John's response to that when we get back here. But as you look and see the world, country after country, they're putting in radical leftists. But, you know, in certain instances where the radical leftist isn't elected, why we intervene and make sure he is. You have to ask why. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is John Quirk. And I was just asking, you know, just questions. You know, sometimes it just American foreign policy just doesn't seem to make sense.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we were talking about why don't we do something about overthrowing governments. From 1954 to 1976, the CIA did engage. We overthrew the governments in Guatemala, Iran, Vietnam, the Congo. We tried to overthrow Cuba, Santo Domingo. And then in 1976, we had the church hearings, and they put all kinds of restrictions on the intelligence community. We had executive orders which forbade assassination, more orders which forbade the overthrow of governments. And after 9/11, President Bush, under the Patriot Act, tried to give our intelligence community a little bit more leeway. There was a provision in there where if you interpreted it right, we could assassinate double agents. That has been overthrown even at the end of the Bush administration, where we can't overthrow governments without permission of Congress, and Congress, would, especially this Congress, would never give us permission. And the institutional basis of covert action by CIA and our intelligence services has been undermined. So we do not have that ability. I mean, it might be a shock to a lot of our viewers, but listeners, but we do not have the ability to overthrow governments. When William Webster was head of the CIA, he got permission and a $100 million budget to overthrow Saddam Hussein. We were not able to recruit even two people in the Iraqi government to overthrow him because of all the restrictions. We could penetrate them, we could collect intelligence, but we could not overthrow him. So Chavez and all of the people that run his counterintelligence, which are mainly Cubans, they also run his political campaigns, know this. They know the weakness of our democracy. And I think Marxism is on the march. Marxism and dictatorship is on the march in Latin America. Only Chile and Colombia stand up to Chavez. And I think you may not be worried about countries like Bolivia and Ecuador and Nicaragua, but when you put them all together, it's a problem. The biggest problem is going to be if a left-wing government gets into Mexico. That will create a national security crisis in this country worse than 10 Iraqs or Irans.
All right. Well, certainly we should be very concerned. Looks like, of course, the structure of government in Mexico is really beginning to break down as far as the drug cartels. And certainly, you know, it's almost worth your life to be a police officer down there, and an awful lot of them have actually been shot and decapitated.
And, you know, way back before the Vietnam War, Mao Zedong, Chou Enlai said that, America will be undermined by drugs. And nobody really meant what that would be. And Joe Douglas's great book, Red Mafia, he explains it. Chavez is letting tremendous amounts of drugs transit from FARC and the drug dealers through Colombia. You've seen the drug problems in Mexico. Other countries are transiting drugs, all helped with Chavez's money. Countries like Bolivia, which the president of the country represented the cocoa dealers. You have trouble in Ecuador. They're kicking out 4,000 American troops. They're on the border with FARC. And Nicaragua, a long time in Cuba, accused of transiting drugs. So they want to put drugs into America. And behind them, both Russia and China, as well as Iran, and as well as fundamentalist terrorist Muslims, support Chavez, and Chavez supports them. So why our policymakers are not paying attention to this, I'll never know. They focus our traditional foreign policy seems to focus more on Europe and the Middle East, and I think we should start shifting back to Latin America.
Well, if it's organized insanity, I mean, certainly it's one thing it ought to be concerned about, the lack of democracy in Afghanistan, but it's another thing to have communists openly operating in a country, you know, that borders the United States. And I'm speaking of Mexico, but certainly all of South America would appear to be going communist, and yet the focus of the American people, all you need to do is pick up the newspaper. Day after day, we hear about Afghanistan. Day after day, we hear about Pakistan. Day after day, we hear about countries everywhere else in the world. And then just a little article there, you know, on page 23 under the Potros ad about what's happening in Central America and Mexico and South America. And yet, this certainly should be a far more concern from a logical point of view. And yet, so much of what's going on just doesn't make sense. So you go right ahead.
Well, Bush's policies ignored Latin America. Condoleezza Rice admitted that we are almost disengaging from Latin America to build up in the Pacific. Bush's policies also, which I supported in terms of Iraq, the Iraq War, really under neocons, you know, Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney appointed a lot of neocon ambassadors. They offended everybody. They offended the UN, which I mean, tremendously needs reform, but you still have to work with these people. So he had this hard power that was extreme neocon hard power. Now you've got the complete opposite. Obama wants to do the what they call soft power, and they're going to use soft power with Iran, which is going to offend and make Israelis very nervous. They're probably going to use soft power with Chavez or just continue to ignore Latin America, which is a big, big mistake. And yet they're going to use hard power in Afghanistan and Pakistan, which I don't think is a good idea. I don't think we can win in Afghanistan. I don't think we can win against Islam. I don't think we can defeat Islam militarily. I think we have to let individual countries fight the terrorists within their own country. Going back to Latin America, Chavez is setting up bases. He had Al-Qaeda training in Margarita Island. He's got several Hezbollah training camps. There was an article today in the Washington Times about Hezbollah now dealing drugs with FARC, now using Venezuela as a base to transit drugs. This article came out. Hezbollah is doing it to raise money and train. So we've got on our borders Hezbollah, Hamas, FARC. They're probably all working together. And you have the support of large oil-producing nation states, like Venezuela produces oil, and they use their revenue for subversion. Ecuador produces oil. Bolivia produces cocoa and cocaine. You've got a president there that was, as I said, head of the cocoa dealers. So I don't know what it takes to get our policies to start paying attention. Maybe it's Mexico. Maybe they'll be worried about the drug cartels and we'll move the troops on the border. I think that's eventually going to happen.
But, of course, our reality is so much determined by what we read in the newspaper. If the newspaper doesn't call our attention to it, why, we're not going to be concerned. If television doesn't talk about what's going on in South America, why, of course, we're not going to be concerned. And certainly most talk radio programs are going to follow what's in the newspapers, are going to follow what's on television. And as a result, the American people slumber as step by step those people south of the border plan of the ultimate destruction of America. Well, as we've said before, so many things don't make sense unless. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with John Quirk as we begin to explore the unless. What's it really all about? Right here at Genesis.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products
products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, our guest today is John Quirk, and we're talking about what's really going on in the world, the information you're not getting through the regular media. And, of course, John has been with intelligence for many, many years and certainly knows people throughout the world. Well, certainly, you know, as we look and see what's going on in the Mideast, this in effort to, you know, to conquer Afghanistan. I mean, certainly I don't think anybody's conquered Afghanistan since Alexander the Great back there about 320 years, BC. But nobody's been able to conquer Afghanistan. People have tried, and they always lose. So why does Obama think that we're going to be able to do this, and why does he want to increase our troop commitment? That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think Afghanistan could be his Vietnam, and it's certainly going to be another economic disaster. It's going to cost us not billions, trillions of dollars, and I agree. I don't think we can win there. But this is the whole Obama, Hillary Clinton kind of soft power approach. And if you look at it carefully, it's not working even in the early stages. Obama offered his hand to Cuba. We got it slapped away. He offered his hand to Iran. Got it slapped away, although I think the Iranians will come back. They're playing a game. He offered his hand to Venezuela. We got it slapped away. And Russia and China are in the background waiting for more disasters against the United States. When you look at their, we always talk about American foreign policy, but if you look at other countries' foreign policies in relation to us, they now perceive us as very weak. They perceive us as possibly going into a depression. Our companies are going bankrupt. There's lots of articles that capitalism is dying. And I certainly think they're underestimating the United States. We've been down before, and we've had great leadership to come back and get us out of a depression or a war or extricate us from trouble. But right now they perceive the United States as weak. And the big mistake they're making is that perception, because in many ways we're really not that weak. We do have financial problems, but we're going to come out of it. Our military is second to none. But they actually think they can take on the United States and gradually use subversion. The soft power approach that Mr. Obama is taking, I think, is going to show itself very hard with Iran. He believes that in order to make peace with Iran, we have to give up our sanctions, which, by the way, we're working. The economic sanctions didn't work against Cuba or Iraq, but they are working against Iran. But he wants to give those up. He wants to unfreeze billions of dollars we have of Iranian money. He wants to give them oil technology. And what this is all doing, it won't ensure that fundamentalist Iran will give up nuclear weapons. It's causing a big rift between the United States. And I would say that if you poll the most Israelis, Mr. Obama is the most unpopular president in history. They don't trust him, and they don't like him. And it's the same thing. I think it's going to be very difficult negotiating with the Cubans. We had an opportunity, and we blew it, and now the Russians are back in. They're talking about building a bomber base, and they're going to rebuild their electronic listening station at Lourdes. We had an opportunity to go into Cuba, drop the sanctions there and deal with Raul Castro, and Raul Castro spent 10 days and signed all kinds of agreements with the Russians. So the Russians have outmaneuvered us there. And as you know, the Chinese, we owe them lots of money. They're starting to indicating that the spigot is going to be turned off. So the Chinese, they're waiting, and they have a wait-and-see policy to see what's going to happen in the United States. And what I'm worried about, while we're negotiating with Iran and while we're looking at these other places, a terrorist group will probably attack the United States in the next 18 months or 2 years, and that could really sink our economy even worse than it is today.
Well, certainly we saw what happened after 9/11 after the September 11th attack back in 2001. The bottom just dropped out of the stock market. They had to intervene, almost close the stock markets to keep the whole financial system collapsing. So I think that we are really, in many ways, very vulnerable. But certainly the people who have been investing in the stock market have lost almost half of their investments. Many of the hedge funds have had to close. Many of the insurance companies are simply insolvent, as are many of our banks all across America. I believe that America is very vulnerable because of our irresponsible financial policies that have brought us to where we are today. What's your take on what's happening financially and President Obama's effort to get out of the problem by simply throwing more money at it?
Well, as I said, I'm not involved in, you know, conspiracy theories, but you do have this whole issue of currency and the fact that the Chinese are planning to issue or advocate a new currency. You've got the one world people like Tim Geithner, who's part of the Council of Foreign Relations and, you know, East Coast elite organizations advocating this whole one world philosophy that Canada, the United States, and Mexico should be one country. We should have one currency. We should have one financial system. It'll be interesting to see what Mr. Obama does at the G20, if he can assume leadership. There's a lot of resistance against him by Mr. Sarkozy, who's pro-American, but has lost faith in American capitalism like a lot of the Europeans have. They're criticizing us left and right. Mr. Obama has to really convince them that the United States is still the economic leader. What I see is that we continue to spend billions and billions of dollars. The Pentagon is going to put in big requests for weapon systems. We're probably going to have to spend billions on the border. We're going to spend trillions going into Afghanistan. If we do make peace with the Iranians, we're going to have to secure Israel with billions of dollars, and we're going to have to give the Palestinians billions of dollars for their own homeland eventually. So I just don't know where the United States is money. I think it's simple. I think we're spending too much money.
We're spending too much money
in about 20 different areas.
Well, I think the problem is, of course, that tax receipts are going to be down. They're certainly down here in California as more and more people lose their jobs. In fact, as their Social Security and Medicare are suddenly in real trouble because of the decrease in tax receipts. Nobody's talking about this, but if you look and see what's really going on behind the scenes, the federal government is getting in much less money than they anticipated, than budgeted for, and suddenly Social Security, which ordinarily had been putting out, say 60 to 100, $60 to $100 million more than was actually taken in. Now, of course, is just the money that's coming in is just covering what's going out. So we can no longer rely upon stealing money from Social Security and Medicare as we have going back to the days of Lyndon Johnson. But my concern, you know, with massive outlays, certainly the $700 billion dollar TARP program, and then the $787 billion stimulus program, and then a budget of $3.5 trillion, and then Mr. Geithner wants another couple of trillion dollars to buy up toxic assets. Where is the money coming from? Nobody asked that. In addition to that, Stan,
you've got another thing. More and more people are losing their jobs, which eventually the waterfall of more foreclosures will start. And that could impact the banks. The banks will either be demanding more money like the automakers in the next 6 to 9 months, and I just don't know where we're going to get the money. What the Chinese could do in the next 3 to 6 months is really start to squeeze us. They could squeeze us and start to extort us. It'll be very, very subtle. It'll be like the United States will eventually pull out of parts of the Pacific. We'll give up our support of Taiwan because we'll be afraid of what the Chinese will say. We won't squawk anymore about the Chinese building a blue water navy. That's what they're hoping for. What the Russians are hoping for is that we fail in Afghanistan and Central Asia, and they can go back and pick up some of their former republics. And this is one thing, the difference between democratic countries and dictatorships. Dictatorships can always make more money, print more money, whether they have oil or not, like Iran or Russia, to use in subversion. The United States has got to generate more money and bring more money in through revenue. And if we don't do that through taxes and our companies, we will have to dramatically pull back everywhere. We'll have to pull back on our overseas bases,
on our military, on our space program.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here on the last segment here this afternoon. We're talking with John. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5799-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for John, who has an internationalist view based upon his years working with the intelligence agencies and contacts with people throughout the world, and certainly, what impact is something like Mr. Madoff making off with $50 billion going to have, on the economy here? He's wiped out the life savings of literally thousands of people.
He's wiped out so many Jewish charities. He wiped out the Hadassah Group, $100 million, Elie Wiesel's Group, $70 million, Brandeis University, $70 million, and it'll probably go up somewhere between $65 and $70 billion. And there's other frauds that are just booming. I mean, there's the Nigerian black dot frauds that are increasing. You heard about Stanford Financial. There's a couple big frauds brewing in the Midwest Stock Exchange, huge Ponzi schemes, and it's all about greed and lack of oversight. Madoff is going to have a tremendous impact on our economy because it's so much wealth that has been lost, and the domino effect is caused with a lot of these victims, divorce, suicide, they don't want to start new businesses, they don't want to loan money, they don't want to invest money. And a lot of innocent people have been hurt, mainly through the charities. A lot of these Jewish charities are really struggling now because they help tremendous numbers of people. And it's lack of oversight on our government. I mean, Madoff outmaneuvered the federal government. He outmaneuvered the SEC. But it wasn't just the SEC's fault. After 9/11, all of our 60 believe it or not, 60 federal law enforcement agencies, the whole alphabet soup, FBI, Secret Service, DEA, Treasury, down the line, switched over to terrorism. So they often ignored a lot of the violations and the criminals in their areas. They're only coming back now to investigate the violations that they traditionally investigated and get the terrorist targets, so to speak. So, you know, people blame the SEC for Madoff, but right after 9/11, the SEC was even working on tracking terrorist money and bank accounts. So 9/11 has had a tremendous impact. The domino effect of 9/11 is fear, us spending more money on Homeland Security, a lot wasted, directing our federal agencies to retarget and so on and so forth. And a lot of that has fallen through the cracks, and fraud has boomed.
Well, I certainly share your concern. I feel so sorry for all these people who lost their money. But people have forgotten that old adage, you never put all your eggs in one basket, no matter how beautiful the basket is and what a great return you're getting on your money. And our plea with our listeners is diversify, diversify, diversify. Spread out what you have, because the old adage of, well, he who loses the least wins. I think Richard Russell is absolutely right. What you want to do is try to preserve some of what you have, because everybody is going to lose with this downward cascade, this race to the bottom we seem to be involved in at the present time. Well, John, what are you suggesting people do to try to protect themselves?
Well, I think, you know, we've had more and more inquiries coming into our company. As you know, we do international fraud work. We have a small publishing company. And we do a lot of investigations, and we do a lot of business brokering internationally. I've never seen such a rush for people to, and they ask us, our firm every day, how do I move overseas? How do I get an overseas passport? How do I set up an infrastructure? Can you help me buy a house, a car, and get residency in a country? How do I get a carte du jour in France? My grandfather was Italian. Can I move there? I've got friends moving to Panama and Costa Rica. People are really afraid. There's people liquidating everything, liquidating their jewelry, their houses, and making inquiries. What are the safest countries? Should I go to Australia? I think the best advice is, you know, stay in America, stay liquid, try to weather this storm. And I think if I could make a plea to your listeners, write your congressman about Venezuela. Do something about Venezuela. Do something that our policymakers, our military, and our intelligence community can come together and stop the spread of what Chavez wants to do, and that's destroy America. We have very little to say about what's going to go on in Iran, but since Venezuela is our soft underbelly, this guy has to be removed. We need a regime change there big time. And I don't see anybody, whether it's Colombia or other people in Latin America, certainly not the Venezuelan opposition, they're penetrated by Cuban intelligence, trying to do anything about it. And you have a lot of these freaks like Sean Penn and Tim Robbins and all these other screwballs that go down there, and they're embracing this crazy man's view of Marxism and anti-Americanism. And what they don't realize is Chavez, who is regarded as a buffoon, is now basically the institutional leader of Latin America. And everything he's doing slowly and gradually is trying to destroy the United States.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. Well, John, we're out of time. God bless. Thank you so very much. I think
okay,
we have
all the best.
Thank you. Have on next week in one of our evening programs. But until then, may the Lord be with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was John Quirk. I hope you've enjoyed our interview with him. And John's opinion, of course, I think represents people who've been in intelligence. Now, of course, as you know, that as I look at things and what's going on today, I look at it from the spiritual point of view, that there really are secret societies out there. There always have been. And you really can't understand anything going on today unless you understand what Barry Goldwater wrote back in 1979 in his book With No Apologies. And on page 280, he said the Trilateral Commission is international. It is aimed at taking over the financial and commercial interests of the world by seizing the political government of the United States. And in 1976, we got our first trilateral president. And since that time, up until the present administration, excluding the current administration, every president or every vice president of the United States has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, certainly Mr. Obama has 11 of their people in key positions in his administration. They have almost always controlled the State Department, the Defense Department, the Federal Reserve Board, the World Bank. I mean, the Federal Reserve Chairman before Helicopter Ben Bernanke came from the membership roles of the little organization, about a little over 80 members here in the North American group of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly think that happened by accident? You want to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down our newsletters, November, December, January of 2009, and we'll have February of 2009 posted there very soon. You want to get our information, find out how they control the media, how they control the banking, how they control the political government of the United States, how they control the reality of the American people. But behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand what this is really about, nothing makes sense. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. Certainly you'll want to get the DVDs, the Eye of the Phoenix going into the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was deeply involved in the occult, and that's why I put those emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and why they've infiltrated the Christian community to try to convince you, oh, that's a pyramid. Everybody knows the pyramid's a Christian symbol, and that triangle with the eye in it, oh, that's another Christian symbol. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is a satanic symbol, a Luciferian symbol, the Eye of Horus, the Eye of Osiris, the Eye of Lucifer. Understand that these are all prototypes of the prince of this world. Understand that the spiritual battle is not imaginary, and you're going to have to understand that before you can understand anything going on today. Because nothing is it appears to be, as Professor Quigley said so well in his book, Tragedy and Hope. Remember, he was a liberal college professor, taught at Harvard and Princeton and Georgetown University. We went through his papers. We almost know him as well as anybody in this country. And I will tell you, Professor Quigley was so right. If you read from page 952 of his book, Tragedy and Hope, to the end of the chapter, he tells you that these foolish Americans, conservatives and anti-communists and right-wingers, thought it was the communists that brought communism to China. And it was the communists that led to the takeover of Eastern Europe by the communists. It wasn't. It was the people in our State Department, the Anglo-American establishment. Of course, that's really the same group we're talking about. But motivated by strong spiritual forces, which Professor Quigley never recognized, our number 1-800-544-8927.